Today, I want to discuss a strategy where we can reframe how we think about work itself to improve the quality of our lives and improve the quality of our businesses immediately this week. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're sitting down because we're about to get into a fantastic conversation today about the concepts of light versus heavy.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
Welcome back to the Action Academy Podcast, the show where we give you all the information you could ever need to be rich, happy, successful, and free, baby, with a capital F. In your life and business. Now, remember, if information was the answer, we would all be what? Yeah, billionaires with six-pack abs. But information is not the answer. Community is the answer. Accountability is the answer. Collaboration, connection is the answer. So if you are looking for that in your life and business as well, may I present to you the Action Academy community. If you are interested in that, check us out at theactionacademy.co. That is .co. If you're on the fence about joining and you want to have a 15-minute conversation with me directly to talk about it, book a call in the show description. Today, I want to discuss a strategy where we can reframe how we think about work itself to improve the quality of our lives and improve the quality of our businesses immediately this week. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're sitting down because we're about to get into a fantastic conversation today about the concepts of light versus heavy. Let's get to it. These concepts today are equally powerful whether you're a wantrepreneur or an entrepreneur. Even if you're sitting at your W-2 that you don't want to be at, you're working and you don't have investments yet, this will be as beneficial for you to listen to this episode as it is for an entrepreneur that's got millions and millions and millions of dollars in business revenue each and every year. Both of you need to listen to this because this is going to change your entire freaking life. I promise you, it changed mine. So in my opinion, there's four different levels of work. And I believe that you begin at level one and then you graduate to level two, level three, level four. And the faster that you can build awareness around this, the faster that you can move through each four of the levels, okay? So we're going to go through each one of these levels and then we're going to talk about level four, which is the concept of today's show. So level one is going to be the work by time. And this is going to be the 9-to-5 stage. And I call it affectionately the yes, sir, right away stage. To where we clock in, clock out. That's how 99% of the world operates, right? So you get in at 8, you leave at 4. You get in at 9, you leave to 5. And then as soon as you leave, you go home, you watch Netflix, you come back in, clock out. That's how we do. That's how salary works. That's where most of us are, all right? There's not much thought to the type of work. We just essentially do tasks to fill that allotted time. Stage 2 is by task. So this is where we introduce the to-do list. So now we're not just working to fill time, we're working to accomplish a set list of tasks. So maybe in the morning, you write out all the things that you need to do in the day, and then you start taking them down one by one. So then that's slightly better than the 9-to-5, but not too much, right? Stage 3 is by importance. This is where the concept of the one thing by Gary Keller comes in, where he asks, what is the one thing that can be done, whereas by accomplishing it, everything else becomes easier or unnecessary? And you do that one thing, the most important thing for you to do in your life and business in the beginning of the day, early in the morning, and then you earn the right to move on to task 2 and to move into task of importance number 3. And then after that, you could start working on all the rest of the stuff once you've earned the right to. All right. That's stage 3. Stage 4 is by weight. And that is where the concepts of light versus heavy come in. Light versus heavy is not hard versus easy. It's not difficult versus simple. What light versus heavy is how do you feel physically about the task? Is this something that you spring out of bed and you can immediately attack because you know that that thing is the thing that you need to do to move your life forward, to move your business forward? Or is this something that you're procrastinating and you're putting off and it feels so heavy and it feels like you're walking with a freaking anchor tied to your ankle and you're just dragging this cannonball behind you and you're like, oh my God, I have to do this. That is light versus heavy. It's a feeling. It's how do you feel about the work? All right. So an example of this is in real estate. It used to be very light to me to invest in my rental properties, my single family homes. And I used to self-manage and everything was honky-dory and I was fine doing it. But now when I have to make a small repair in the fence and I have to even call the property manager to make the repair, that is something that is taking me weeks to do. It feels so ungodly heavy for me to even think about that, to take my mind space away from Action Academy, away from creating content, creating the podcast, working on the community, to think about the real estate. Feels so heavy to the point where I have considered at times selling the property. Thankfully, I've got a 2.5% interest rate that keeps me sane. But that's how powerful this is. I'm very in tune with how I feel about work now. And I really, really lean in to as much work as possible that feels light to me. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end goal. That is the end destination. Once you get to a point where you don't have to work and you want to work, you want to make sure that you're not bogged down by all this other stuff, because then you're just building yourself what? Another job. Now, I know a lot of you that are listening to this that are entrepreneurs already and you have multiple businesses, you're nodding and shaking your head right now and you're thinking, yes, Brian, preach, talk to me. I need to do this in my business right now. This is a problem that I've been running into over and over again. How do I solve this? How do we figure out how to eliminate as much of the heavy work as possible and focus on filling our calendar with the light? Here's how you do it. First, I'll talk about how to do it for a W-2 employee, and then we can discuss how to do it for the entrepreneur slash business owner. So obviously, this is going to be easier for business owners, and it's going to be more difficult for W-2 employees because you guys are doing what other people are saying, but it can still be done. Why do I know this? Because I did it. So for me, when I was a B2B enterprise sales rep, what I really enjoyed doing was presenting, selling. I loved being in meetings. That's where I was in flow. That's where everything was clicking. And I felt so comfortable and in my zone of genius when I was in a presentation. So what did I hate doing? Prospecting. Hated it. Is that shocking or surprising to anybody? I would not imagine so, especially anybody in sales. So what I did was I went on Upwork, upwork.com, and I hired a virtual assistant to help me with prospecting. So what she did at $5 an hour, 20 hours a week, I would spend $100 a week, and she would go and scrub all these business directories and all of these different lists and zip codes that I sent her for my territory. And she would go and put these businesses into Zoom Info, and I bought her an account. And then she would extrapolate all of these different lists and data and names. And we all know that our CRMs, for the most part, suck. And they're terrible and nobody actually uses them. So I had my own personal little Google Sheets CRM, and I could go through that and I could send one email to everybody at one time. I won all the awards. I sold more than anybody in the entire company across the country because I did that. And that was because my virtual assistant was collecting all the data points for me. So that is an example of something you could do. In any industry, you can find things that you could delegate to a virtual assistant. And they could do for you at $5 an hour. I promise you, this is the easiest way to do this in your W-2. And so now, business owners, guess what you're going to do? You're going to delegate. Listen, the answer to all of life's problems is if there is work that is heavy for you and it's weighing on you and it needs to be done, there's two things you can do. You can automate it through software technology or systems and process, or you can delegate it, all right? So for the most part, we're going to be delegating. So this would be to your executive assistant, or it could be a virtual assistant or someone on your team. So for you, you need to figure out what is your highest and best use and do an inventory and audit on what type of work really, really feels light to you. What do you really enjoy doing? What hats do you want to wear in your own business? Because remember, we want to build our businesses around our lives, not our life around our businesses. So I hope this episode was helpful for everyone today. Remember, you have to do an audit, list out all the tasks that you have to do throughout your week, and literally rank them. Say light, heavy, light, heavy, light, heavy. And then you have an idea of where to move forward after that. Because if you are financially free, quote unquote, and you're running a big old business with a big old cash flow, and you are doing a bunch of stuff that you still hate doing, why are you doing it? What's the point? More money? To buy what? We're in this game for freedom, people. Remember that. And this is the fastest way that we can achieve freedom fast without the finances, is delegating whatever work that we hate doing. So with that, I'll leave you guys there. If you are new to the podcast or new to the YouTube channel and you haven't subscribed, I would invite you to hit the subscribe button if you're still listening to the sound of my voice and watching me. And at that point, I will talk to you tomorrow. Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it. So I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want. And I can only do that with your help. There are 2 main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to 1 or 2 friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.